Right. Well, two things that I would definitely say that this pandemic has taught me. One is to make sure as a musician to always learn every single aspect of what it takes to put your craft together. So a lot of us, you know, you grew up singing or you song, right? But you don't really dabble in production, you don't dabble in engineering. And it's taught me that you definitely have to put your hands in all the pots so that when something happens like this or something similar where you can't access, you know, the people that you would normally access, or you can't access the funds that you would normally access, that you could still have the machine running now. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I definitely, and us as musicians in Trinidad and Tobago on the whole, have to focus a lot more on having all of our music and all of our material online for purchase. It's something that we were very behind within the Caribbean, and I think that this time has really caused a lot of artists to make sure that their whole catalog is online. You know, that's so that those are two of the things that I'm definitely carrying forward. And a lasting effect on society would definitely be, I'm hoping that it would be a trigger that when people are finally outside, that we won't have to be behind people to come to live events and say, and you know, buy a ticket here, support this, whatever, support local, that people will naturally have a desire now to want to come and hear live music, to want to support local talent and really, you know, put our music on a bigger stage.